You're from Bogota, right? In Colombia?
Right. That's right. I'm from Bogota, Colombia. Yes.
How did you get your start loving the cuisine and cooking Colombian food?
That was kind of a late bloomer on that. Mm-hmm. If you ask my mom, she will say that I would be the least one likely to open a restaurant of all my siblings. Just because I never got into the kitchen, never really. I mean, I enjoy the food. I enjoy what she made, but I was never getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got married and we moved away, I started missing it. Mm. And that's when I started experimenting and trying it out and cooking and really enjoying it.
You were mentioning as you were traveling with work, like you were always looking for that taste of home. When moving to Denver, did you still see that there was that gap in the food at that time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I lived here from 96 to 2006, and there was nothing. You couldn't even find the ingredient. There wasn't really a store where you could find things from Colombia. So I missed it. And then when I came back, I couldn't find anything in Colombia. So I said, well, we got to start it. And it was funny because I wanted to open a restaurant. And I said, well, let me go to a culinary school and at least get an idea of how things work.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there not just to learn to cook, but I went there to kind of learn a little bit more about the industry.
Yeah.
So in talking to my instructor back then, John, he was the chef and instructor. He said, you know, restaurants are really hard. It's a hard business.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you start with something small? You know, like maybe you just get a little cart and sell some empanadas or something in the corner. And so from that, I did take that advice. And that's why we started with the food truck. And we started with just empanadas. And, you know, that's where it went from there. People really didn't know much about our empanadas. So a lot of times they would come to the food truck and they will look and they will move on to the next food truck that they didn't know. So I developed a sandwich. I created a sandwich. We called it our Lomito sandwich. And so people will come in and see sandwich and they're, okay, give me a sandwich. Mm. And we'll give them the sandwich and we will put an empanada with it. And say, just try this. and then they will come back and say, I want more of those empanadas. And that's how it got started. That's how people began to learn about us.
Walking in, I love the atmosphere. There's just these like beautiful wooden beams. Feels open. Kind of feels like you're outside because there's plants and you have these like, it looks like a hammock and like fabric hanging down. It's a really, really intimate atmosphere. I really loved that. But the food was incredible. I'll tell you what I had. I visited, I think, late last year, maybe early this year, I had the empanadas, which were surprising because I've never had empanadas that look like that.
Yeah. I think every country has their own version.
Yeah.
I think in Colorado, most people are used to the empanadas that are from Argentina because they've been around here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a little bit different. They use regular flour where we use corn flour.
Mm.
And we fry them. Our ingredients and the way we mix the ingredients is a little bit different than other places. And we also have ají, which is our sauce that we use for just about everything.
I love that. It's like a garlic, right?
Yeah. So that, you know, you take a bite of the empanada, pour a little bit in there, and with the lime and the vinegar and the jalapenos and the cilantro, it just kind of blends in with the flavors and kind of explodes in your mouth. It's really delicious.
Is that like a mojo, the sauce? I feel
it's similar.
Yeah,
it's similar to a mojo, but it's and you know, some people call it chimichurri, but it's not chimichurri. It's not like the Argentina one. It's a little bit different. It's just you have to try it to see.
Yeah, it was really good. I also had for my entree, I had the guisado de pollo, and the meat. It's a chicken dish with thighs. And I think it has breasts, and it's so tender. The way it's seasoned was so good. And there was potatoes, yuca, and salad. That was delicious.
Yep. The guisado de pollo is really a type of comfort food that is very, very popular in Colombia. It's, you know, it takes a little time to make because it has to simmer and the flavors have to develop. But but it's definitely worth it. And as I mentioned, it's the comfort food. It reminds you of home for sure.
What has the response been from the community trying your food? Do you see a lot of people coming back?
Oh yeah, it's been awesome. And really that's what gets me coming back and working hard, because people come in and sometimes they're just walking around and they come in and sit down and they tell me, I don't know anything about the food, so you let me know. And I explain the dishes and I recommend something. And then I go back and say, well, how was it? And they are surprised. They say, wow, this is delicious. They never had Colombian food, and they can taste all the different flavors, and it's not necessarily spicy. We have our spice on the side, so it's not, a lot of people expect anything that is Latin that is going to be hot, spicy, mm-hmm. and they're surprised that our food is not. And we do have customers that try Colombian food for the first time at a restaurant, and they keep coming back.
They're hooked.
Yeah, they're hooked. It's, like I said, it's really what keeps me coming back.
Next year will be 10 years. That's got to feel amazing.
It is. It is. When I look back, it's like, wow, we've been through a lot. There's been a lot, a lot of effort, a lot of work, but we're here.